We haven't done a show together in a while.
It's been a while.
It has been.
You're listening to JD and Tammy Rucker as we deliver the NOQ report, or as we like to call it, the NOQ report. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and enjoy.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the NOQ report, the NOQ report. I am your host, JD Rucker. And unfortunately, for like the fourth or fifth time in a row, I am not joined today by my lovely, brilliant, talented, and utterly patriotic co-host and wife, Tammy. She is, as she has been for a little while, she is with her side of the family. You know, when you have a 3-year-old, as we do, it's hard to do certain types of trips and vacations. So sometimes we have to go separately. I did it last year. She's doing it this year. It is what it is. Today we have a very obviously controversial topic, one that is going to certainly bring the trolls. Please let it bring the trolls. They like to come in and bash us for our confidence, and it should actually make you wonder why they do this. You know, why are they spending their time going onto Twitter, Facebook, and finding people who have hope, lots of hope, plenty of hope? As for me, I've got 90% hope that President Trump is going to win. What sort of life do they live where their time is spent going on these shows, going on Twitter and saying, you guys are losers, you know, admit it, you lost. Okay, that's not what thinking rational people do. That's not what people who have better things to do than to troll. But I'm sure we will have the trolls today. They'll come in and say, oh, here's who we've already got some. Yay, they're already coming in. You got Mickey Hunt. Yeah, I get it. You funny guy. When Trump realizes he's a loser, almost a complete sentence with only two minor mistakes. Let's see, what is this one? Barr said he got nothing. What's up with that? We'll talk about that. I don't know if that's a troll or if that's a real question. We are actually going to talk about that. Here's one. Let's see. He has already realized he's smart, but he knows everyone else is a fool, so he is spinning stories. Well, thank you for thinking that I'm smart. I don't know about that. But no, this isn't about spinning stories. Ooh, here's my favorite one. This comes up every single time. Okay. Ha, where's the evidence? Now, this is a person I'm sure who's watched the hearings, multiple hours worth of hearings in Pennsylvania, in Arizona yesterday, in Michigan today, and determined that despite hours of evidence being delivered in the form of testimonies, sworn affidavits, videos released, statistical anomalies, they can still come on here and say, where's the evidence? I don't see it because you haven't put it right in front of me. You asked them, did you watch the hearings? No, why would I watch the hearings? Well, to see the evidence. Aha, yeah, but where's the evidence? Well, at the hearings. Okay, but I didn't watch the hearings. So where's the evidence? Oh, they really are brilliant. I'm serious. That's not an insult. They really are brilliant because they know that this is what it takes to manipulate you. They know this is what it takes. If they really thought in their hearts that Joe Biden got 80 million votes, if they really have completely ignored the evidence, which they haven't, they've seen it, they've looked, they said, oh, that is kind of weird, you know, pretty strange, you know, this or that, or, well, yeah, okay, so, that was probably a cheat. Look, there are some idiots that actually do believe that Joe Biden got 80 million votes, and that the final votes that happened to come in into the four cities within swing states, the four cities where counting was shut down, but then restarted without observations, without observers, I should say. early in the morning. There are people that actually can look at that and say, oh yeah, no, legit. Most of them are aware. Okay. They are aware. Don't think that they're all stupid. Most of them are actually aware. Yes, we cheated to get the win, but it was worth it. It was important. Orange, man, bad, so bad, so bad. Good question here. Steve asks, Insurrection Act coming? That is a good question. It is a last resort, but it is one that, you know, and I'll actually get to that, because I think that we do need to get to that 10%. The premise of this particular show is that I am still 90% sure that President Trump is going to win the election in the end. The 10%, that's the part that we have to address. But I want to, so a couple of people are asking about William Barr today, and I want to be very clear about that. I'm actually, you know what, I wrote about it over at NOQ Report. Let's just pull that up, because I think that it was done in a rush, but I think I expressed myself properly. There we go. The title of the article, Bill Barr's statement means nothing in making things right with this election. I'll just read you a couple quick paragraphs. Blockbuster. News has leftists giddy on social media as Attorney General William Barr declared today that his investigations did not yield evidence of voter fraud sufficient enough to change the election results. It was a well-crafted position designed to derail the Trump campaign's efforts to, quote-unquote, stop the steal. Or, to be more accurate, it was a position designed to give the impression that it could hurt the campaign's chances. In reality, it's meaningless. As I said on multiple episodes of the Knock Report, for the past 3 weeks, the Department of Justice has no bearing whatsoever over the civil suits challenging election results. The Department of Justice handles criminal inquiries. My stance has always been that it would be nice if they find the people who participate in the massive voter fraud perpetrated across the country. But it didn't matter if that happened before, after, or really never. That's fodder for another day, because right now, our only focus needs to be on bringing to light the attempted coup and changing the results of the election to reflect the wishes of the American people. President Trump won this election in a landslide. It took massive efforts on top of previously initiated massive efforts for them to overcome the president's win, but they were desperate. They pushed forward, overextending themselves and leaving themselves exposed. The only question was whether or not the Trump campaign, individual attorneys, and patriots across the country could accumulate enough evidence to persuade the Supreme Court, state legislators, electors, or a combination of the three. And that still remains to this day the question. Even with Bill Barr's announcement, one certainty sent down to him from his masters in the deep state. And I see a lot of people say, oh, you know, he's a deep state ringleader. He's John. No. Guys, Barr is not a ringleader. Barr is a pawn. Okay. Just so you guys understand that for sure. I am 90% certain President Trump will emerge victorious. Later, I will do a show about that 10% uncertainty, which is this show that you guys are watching right now. But for now, suffice to say, I'm pleased with the efforts thus far by Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jenna Ellis, Lynn Wood, and a plethora of individuals who are doing what they can to set things right. I am pleased with their efforts. It is true. I wouldn't say it's been anywhere near perfect, but it has been, you know, it is what it is. Nevertheless, we need to address the issue for the sake of both patriots who are concerned, as well as the aforementioned state legislators and electors who may be swayed by this news. First and foremost, even if we take Barr at his word, it's a stretch, I know, then we have to understand that the bar, not the Bill Barr, the bar for evidence to prove criminal cases is much higher than the bar for civil suits. Criminal cases must demonstrate evidence that proves, quote, beyond a reasonable doubt, I'm sure you guys watch Law and Order are familiar with that someone has committed a crime. However, in civil suits, the bar that must be achieved is a, quote, preponderance of evidence to win. In other words, there can be doubts, but if it seems more likely than not that wrongdoings alleged in a civil case are true, victory goes to the plaintiffs. Again, anybody who's watched the show in the past knows that this has been my stance from the beginning, long before Bill Barr came out and made his announcement, while everybody was on Twitter saying, where's Bill Barr? Why isn't he arresting anybody? We don't care. Okay. Not at this point. Criminal investigations, I would love for the entire cabal of cheaters to be arrested. Okay. But here's the thing. Let's say that they are able to go out and they went out today and they arrested, you know, Stacey Abrams, or they arrested Donna Brazile, or they arrested whoever. Okay. And they arrested a bunch of election workers. If the civil cases fail in the Supreme Court, or if they aren't able to sway state legislators, enough of them, or they can't sway electors, it wouldn't matter. They could arrest everybody they want, and Joe Biden is still going to be inaugurated in January. We have to understand the difference between the criminal side of things and the civil side. Bill Barr is speaking as Attorney General. He's speaking from the criminal side of it. We're focused on the civil side, the suits. The suits. All right, let's get back to some trolls. Let's see, here's a good one. I don't know if it's good or not. I just see a troll. Breaking news, Trump lost big time. Again, I revert back to my statement earlier. If these people were so sure, I assure you, if they were so certain that Joe Biden was going to lose, I'm sorry, win. If they were certain that Joe Biden was going to win, or that he'd already won, or that Trump had already lost. Either they're losers, and I don't think these people are losers. I really don't. I don't think they're, that's too demeaning. I don't think that they're losers who literally have nothing better to do than to go on Periscope or Facebook or YouTube and Twitter and start trolling people, okay? That would be, again, that would mean that they don't have any existence beyond this stuff, which is pretty sad. No, they are doing what's called jamming. They want to push the narrative. They want to make you and me, though that's not possible, but they want to make you, those people who either have hope or are searching for hope, they want you to believe that hope is lost. They don't want you to see the truth. They don't want you to watch what happened today in Michigan, what happened yesterday in Arizona, what happened last week in Pennsylvania. They don't want that. That terrifies them because they know that the preponderance of evidence, which is the bar necessary to win a civil suit, the preponderance of evidence is dramatically in the president's favor. There was voter fraud. I mean, that's clear. That's unambiguous, okay? If you want to tell the difference between somebody who's an idiot and somebody who's actually just trying to jam us into losing hope, look to see what their reactions are. Are they saying stuff like, oh, there was no voter fraud, or show me the evidence, okay? That's dumb, because there was voter fraud. That's not even in question by the Democrats anymore. Okay. And that's not, wasn't in question from Bill Barr. Okay? He didn't say there was no voter fraud by any means, despite what you might've read if you only read the mainstream media headlines. No, what he and what Democratic leaders are saying is that there wasn't enough voter fraud to sway the election. So if they're saying, show me the evidence. Okay. Well, that's, you know, then those people, they are truly unintelligent. Or naive. They could be intelligent, but just, you know, they just watch CNN all day or something. That could be it. But as Tracy Wilson says, overwhelming evidence everywhere from patriots. And I did note that in the article. This isn't just on Rudy Giuliani, Lynn Wood, Sidney Powell, Jenna Ellis. Okay, this is on us. This is on people who can find and discover more evidence. We're seeing people come out all the time. The former CEO, the founder or whatever of Overstock is spending a lot of money hiring people to discover this, you know, the cyber side of the fraud, the Dominion voting system aspects of the fraud. And you have the media people, such as people over at One American News, Newsmax. Notice I don't say Fox News. Never watch Fox News. Never, ever, ever, ever watch Fox News again. Those are the people we can help. And that is important because we must try. And this is why I want to make it clear about the 90% versus the 10%. Now, let's get to the main question. What is the 10%? Why am I not 100% certain? Number one, you know, I'm 100% certain that, you know, God is in control. OK, Okay, that's certainty. I'm 100% certain that Jesus will come back. I'm 100% certain that as of right this very moment, right now, I am alive. Beyond that, there's no such thing as 100%. You could be 99.99% sure the sun is going to rise tomorrow, but it just might not. There's a 0.00 whatever 1% chance that it won't. So let's start with that. But I'm not even at a 99% chance that Trump will be reelected. I'm only at 90. Okay, I've seen, you know, I study this stuff day in, day out. Yes, I read both of Sidney Powell's lawsuits. I've read all three of Lynn Wood's lawsuits. I've read everything that's been put online. No, I'm not a lawyer. I just read a lot. I watch a lot of videos. And I read a lot. And I read. And then I read a lot. And then I talk to a lot of people. And then I read. And yeah, that 90% is based upon the notion that because of Article 2, Section 1.2, we have a potential through legislators to be able to sway a state or two or three or four. We have, through our Supreme Court, the fact that we have five honest originalist justices on the Supreme Court, and that the appellate courts are currently, the relevant appellate courts are currently being overseen by one of those five. Okay. They move, they did a switch around, you know, they move people around because of Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death. They moved some people around, and now Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, even Wisconsin, they're all under, you know, the appellate courts. If an emergency appeal is filed to reach the Supreme Court, it has to go through one of the five originalist justices. So when people keep saying, oh my gosh, I don't think it's going to make it to the Supreme Court. Yeah, if there's merit in what they're putting out there, if these lawyers, if these attorneys are worth what we hope they are worth, then yes, some, if not all, the cases are going to make it into the Supreme Court within the next 2 weeks. And that really is, you know, if we want to talk about a deadline, we got about a little less than 2 weeks. That's why, you know, I'll start sweating next week. Maybe the week after that. we will see. Oh, let's see. Gosh, too many in chat. Sorry, I cannot keep up with all these. I like turtles. They are very cute. I'm going to put that chat up. I don't know what the reference was from Blab on Periscope. I don't know what Blab is talking about, but we're going to go with I like turtles, because I do like turtles. Okay, I do. Ooh, here's a good one. No, I'm not going to post that because there is, you know, bad word in there. But you should be reported, buddy, for spewing unfounded BS propaganda. Great. Report me. Please do. Okay, let's get to the what's the 10%. So we do know, we've seen through mainstream media, big tech, Democratic Party, we know that there's something huge and coordinated behind this. I believe it was, might have been Lynn Wood. It could have been General Flynn. Oh, some relatively prominent person on Twitter was posting about this today, about how it was clearly coordinated, because it just so happened that voting was easily done in every state that wasn't a challenge. Every state that, oddly enough, coincidentally, every state that was a quote-unquote swing state where there was still a question, suddenly all of them, for various reasons, whether it's pipes breaking or whatever, they stopped counting. They sent the observers home acting like they weren't going to continue to count. And then they started counting again at 3 a.m. without observers. That, folks, number one, that is, in a criminal case, that's circumstantial. It's what, you know, you have to have a lot more than that. In a civil case, that is a glaring red flag. That is a demonstration of what appears to be conspiracy. I'm talking about conspiracy theories, saying that is, I mean, what are the chances that out of 50 states, the ones that stopped counting and then restarted counting within the same hour, and they were all swing states. What are the chances of that? So the point I'm trying to make is that that does tell us that this isn't the Democratic Party that's in charge. It's somebody else. Now, if you are like me, a Bible-believing Christian who studies eschatology. You might look at this as powers and principalities. Lynn Wood even invoked Ephesians 6:12 the other day in a tweet. And I replied, look, if we're going up against men, just men, flesh and blood, as it's stated in Ephesians 6:12, I have no fear. I'm at 90%. 90% sure. I'm closer to 99% because they're just not that clever. There's just too many instances where they overreached. Too many instances where they extended themselves, overextended themselves. They left themselves vulnerable. They had to because the landslide was much more than they had anticipated. It was much more than they had prepared for. They needed to extend the cheat, which again is why we had the 3 to 4 a.m. window of swing states after inexplicably stopping their vote counts, restarting it with new batches without observers. Again, this is good stuff in civil cases. This is applicable. Statistical analyses. People say, oh, that's not hard evidence. You don't need hard evidence in a civil case. If you start saying, you know, show me the hard evidence, then that's ignorance, folks. You have to be able to show, look, here's what happened here. Here's what happened here. Here's what happened here. We have these witnesses, these affidavits, these people that say this. Okay? To us, this demonstrates massive voter fraud. We've been able to track it down to 250,000 votes here, 14,000 votes there, 36,000 votes here, 180,000 votes there. These numbers are important because, again, they have to demonstrate two things if they're going to be able to get this to work in the Supreme Court. Number one, they have to demonstrate voter fraud. Piece of cake. Done. Okay? They will. They have. The voter fraud happened. Period. Number two is the tough one. They have to demonstrate that a sufficient amount of voter fraud. Now, again, with Bill Barr, he said that there wasn't, not at least for a criminal case. He did not see a sufficient amount based upon the cursory examination of the evidence. Some investigation there, huh? But when we look at this from the Supreme Court's perspective, they have to determine, is it likely that these votes can be tossed? Is it likely that this election in this state or wherever, you know, it could be even just a district or city or a county. Do they have reason to believe that those votes should be tossed or that the election itself should be canceled? And there's precedence for this. It happened 2 years ago in North Carolina. And back then, it happened with Republicans. 600,000 votes tossed because there was no hard evidence. There was no smoking gun videos. It just appeared based upon the evidence they proposed in their civil suit that the election was flawed enough to sway the results. And that's really what we're pushing for here. We're looking for those flaws. My favorite one. This is from Bob, anonymous Bob. I get this in every single podcast. They have not yet proved it in any court of law. Great. Excellent. That is true. That is true. Oh. Stable Genius recommends, I don't know if this is at me or somebody else, but we'll go with it. Can I suggest more vitamin D for you? I do need more vitamin D. I need to get out in the sun more. I'm a little bit pale. Definitely true. So, I keep jumping away from the 10%. We'll get back to the 10%. First, I need to take a swig of my coffee that I got at freedomfirstcoffee.com. I used promo code NOCK, N-O-Q, to get 10% off Founders Blend Coffee, organic, fire roasted right here in the United States. All that good stuff, freedomfirstcoffee.com, promo code N-O-Q. Helps us out a bunch. Okay, so the 10%. Like I said, if it is principalities and powers, if it is rulers in high places, dark rulers speaking, yes, that could be the case. Ephesians 6:12, you can look in, there is mentions of certain things in Daniel, in Revelation, of course, but I'm not going, this isn't a Bible study. Just if it's If it's that bad, if we're facing the real adversary, then yes, we probably are going to lose this. Some people might, you know, especially if you're not a Bible believer, you might go conspiracy theory, say it's the New World Order, the Illuminati, the whatever, you know. Okay, that's possible too. You know, those who aren't conspiracy theorists, and you know, they might look at it as, you know what, George Soros is behind this. Mike Bloomberg's got a lot of money behind him. This Chinese Communist Party's involved. Iran's involved. You know, there could just be this concerted effort to make mainstream media ignore the facts, to make big tech suppress the facts, to essentially make it to where the people have no access to the facts unless they go to alternative news sources such as NOQReport.com. Go to Knockreport, you will get the truth. Love these ad hominem attacks. Patrick Barr, again, you know, if that's your real name, that's funny. But grifters always go Bible. Yes, grifters. Grifters always go Bible. Again, this is a person who, I mean, his time is being spent attempting to ridicule people. Ad hominem attacks. This is what they have time to do. They're not enriching themselves. They're not enriching the world. Their goal is to make you, and me. But again, that's not possible. They want to make you lose confidence. They want you to think, oh my gosh, it's over. Okay. Don't give support to the state legislators who are considering taking back their constitutional right to select electors. They want to pressure the electors themselves. They want you to lose hope. They thrive off this stuff. Okay. They legitimately, this is how they get their jollies. By going on shows done by Christian conservatives and insulting them. But he's attacking grifters. You know, that's how he justifies. Oh, goodness. You have to feel for them because they're the ones that are going to be hurt most. If Trump does win, you know, their entire worldview will be shaken. They will go into denial because they do still believe. Keep in mind, okay? If we want to look at what's wrong with public schools, consider the fact that these people earnestly believe in their hearts that Joe Biden got, 12 to 15 more million more votes than Barack Obama. They believe in their hearts, they believe in their souls, that the representation of the Democratic Party coming forth, this woke, intersectional, brilliant party, that their hope is a 78-year-old, very Caucasian, extremely rich, straight man who has done far more against people of color in his life. Look at the 86 bill and the 94 crime bills. These have literally, Joe Biden has directly harmed more people of color than any politician in the last 50 years. He has directly participated in incarcerating as many black people as possible. And he's their hope. This is a man who had the most, arguably the most credible and verifiable rape accusation placed against him. I mean, there's more evidence. Tara Reid has delivered more evidence than literally every single person who has ever accused President Trump and Brett Kavanaugh combined. There was a call on CNN from her mother after Joe Biden sexually assaulted Tara Reid. These are the people that are like, oh, me too, me too. They made Joe Biden their hope. Old, white, rich, straight, racist, rapist. He is the Democrat Party. He is the person that these people will go on these shows, go onto Twitter, go onto Periscope, Facebook, YouTube, and embrace and love on. He represents them. He saved them. He saved Patrick Barr. But Patrick Barr is just out attacking grifters. So now we get to the unpopular part. This is the part where the MAGA people are going to get upset. What is the other aspect of the 10%? Okay. Yes, there are maybe forces against him that are beyond what we can fight. It's possible. But there's another thing that could be possibly happening. You know, when in 2016, when Hillary Clinton canceled, just before the election, she canceled the big multi-million dollar fireworks show. She was sure she was going to win up until a couple of days before the election. Most of us, me included, we deduced that she saw the internal polling. She saw, this isn't a slam dunk that I thought. Pennsylvania's swaying. Looks like Michigan's a challenge. Maybe Wisconsin. Ooh, New Hampshire. Wow. You know, we might actually lose this. Go ahead and let's just cancel the fireworks. It'd be embarrassing if we had fireworks ready and then we lost. At the time, again, we thought it was internal polling, but it was conspicuous that it happened 2 days before. Same thing happened this year. Okay. Put on your tinfoil hats. I'll wait. Same thing happened this year. President Trump had this big gala prepared. He had seen, he was very confident. They had seen the internal polling. He knew he was going to win in the landslide. They had it prepared to happen at, I think, it was Trump Tower or Trump Hotel or whatever. They were going to have the post-election celebration on election night. They canceled it. Now, I thought perhaps that was because they knew there was going to be rioting. Okay, I thought, better hole up in the White House, safer there. Or maybe he thought he was going to lose. It's possible. I have come under, I guess, more. Let me just cut to the chase. I'm beating around the bush because this is a tough one. If Trump loses, it is either because the forces are arrayed against him, we're able to pull off this steal to cover the eyes of the masses through mainstream media, through big tech, through everything. Or it's because he doesn't want to win. You might say, no, he's fighting. He's a fighter. He would fight. Guys, I'm just saying, it's possible. Every action that we've seen so far does hint at the possibility, and even if it's a half of a percent chance, it is still possible that he is ready to continue the fight from the private sector, that he is ready for Trump News Network or something. I don't know. That he's ready to win but lose. He would never lose. I want to be clear about that. He would never intentionally lose. But this has presented him with an opportunity. He, in his mind and in the mind of his supporters, he has won, and he was cheated. If he can then exit the White House and then continue to do what he's doing without it being burdened by restrictions of being president of the United States, it's possible. All I'm saying is that it's possible. I know. People, wow. We knew the trolls were coming. Yes, greatest show ever. And again, let's not lose sight of the fact that a lot of the show's been dedicated to addressing the 10%, but it is still 90% sure. Why? Because the preponderance of evidence is so drastically in the president's favor. Because we do have five honest originalist Supreme Court justices, 5 out of 9. That's all it takes. If John Roberts and his merry band of leftists vote against Trump at every corner, we can anticipate that as long as Rudy or Sidney or Lynn or whoever, as long as they're doing the job, presenting evidence, and again, I've read the lawsuits, it looks good. As long as they are doing their job, this should be a slam dunk across the board. People say, but they're losing the lower courts left and right. You know, they're losing the appellate courts. Folks, district courts, appellate courts, if they'd won them all, it's still no reason to celebrate. It's not. None of it matters until it gets to the Supreme Court. None of it. Would it have been nice if the Supreme Court just kicked back after a win? Sure, that would have made things simpler. But really, guys, it's 2020. Are you really expecting things to be simple? Are you really expecting anything to be easy at this point? Okay, we are living in a nation where tens of millions, perhaps hundreds of millions of Americans do believe that the flu has been essentially eradicated, or maybe they just don't know it, based upon what we've seen with the coronavirus. We're living in a nation where millions, if not tens of millions of people do believe that Joe Biden got 80 million votes. Now, again, I want to be clear. Most of them who say that, most of them, they'll always switch to something because they know that he didn't. They're aware. They're aware. They're aware. They just don't want to admit it. They're okay. They would rather win by cheating than lose to President Trump a second time. So they're pushing. Let's ignore that particular troll. He's had enough airtime. Block him. And I usually don't block trolls, but only if they get just annoying. I like to address trolls. I really do. What I don't like is when trolls get a sense of purpose, and they continue to spout off weird stuff that really doesn't make any sense. And they start insulting other people. There we go. Again, I know I'm going back to Patrick Barr asking for evidence. If you forced him to watch colonels, generals, data analysts, poll workers, ballot watchers, count watchers, state senators, you could force him to watch their testimonies. And he would still come on shows like this and say, "What evidence? What evidence?" They have nothing. Nick says, "Biden already won, bro." Great. Keep watching CNN. Let's see. Looks like Obama didn't win. He only became president because of Biden. I've heard that. I think that Biden, I think that Obama was actually pretty popular and probably did win. I know that Lieutenant General Tom McInerney says that he lost Florida in 2012 and they had to cheat in order to win. Could be, maybe. But I still think, I didn't like Obama's policies, but he was a very popular president going up against, let's face it, McCain and Romney. Really, that's the best the GOP could have done? They were fools. They still are. Well, I guess McCain's not still a fool because he died. But Romney is definitely still a fool. No, Barack Obama, to me, I think he won. He beat both of them. And he was very likable. I liked the guy. I would love to hang out with the guy. I didn't like his policies. I didn't like his politics, but he was a likable person. Okay. Just like I wouldn't mind hanging out with Bernie Sanders. I disagree with 100% of what he says. I do. But I wouldn't mind having a beer with him, talk to him, ask him how things were during his honeymoon in Moscow. That'd be fun. And then conversely, we've got some people on our side. Look, I think Ted Cruz is very clever. I support the vast majority of his policies. I have no desire to hang out with the dude. He seems kind of weird. Sorry, Cruz fans. I'm a Cruz fan. Again, policy-wise. But he is a little weird. Little off. Okay. Oh, let's go ahead and wrap this up. So, to recap, 90% sure President Trump's going to win. The 10% is that either the forces arrayed against him are too strong or he just doesn't want it. He's ready to move on. Or again, based upon, I didn't say this one. Let's go ahead and throw the real conspiracy theory out there. If we want to say that there is a shadow government or powers above the powers that make the calls and they told Hillary, hey, you're going to lose in 2016. They called up Trump 2 days before and says, hey, you might want to cancel your party at Trump Tower. I know that your polling shows that you win a landslide. We're going to let Joe Biden win, so sorry. Nothing you can do about it. Hey, look, if any of that stuff happens, then, yeah, there's a 10% chance it doesn't work out. But if we're going straight up, reality, no conspiracy theories, no interventions from higher powers, if we're just looking at this from the perspective of the evidence that we've been able to accumulate, we as a Trump supporters, versus the lack of evidence. People say, well, they don't need to prove that the votes were real. Yeah, actually they do. Okay. They do. Doug Ducey should be held accountable for quote unquote certifying it, even though it's meaningless and according to the Constitution, but he should still be held accountable for certifying those votes because there is a legitimate, many legitimate reasons to believe that voter fraud happened. So he had the responsibility to determine, are these votes real? By certifying it, you're saying, I attest or I certify that this is legitimate. If he says that he's seen reasons to believe, and he has, that there are questions about the voting, then he should not have certified. But then again, there's no repercussions for it. Not yet. There should be. Should be one of the first 5-10 things President Trump should do with his second term is to go after and figure out how to hold people accountable for cheating or for participating in the cheat or the cover-up of the cheat. All right. Gosh. You know, I shouldn't have invited trolls. I will admit this. There's a couple of you guys in there. They don't get to me, but they just drown out the chat. You know, there's people that actually want to talk, and they just keep repeating themselves. Because again, like I said, I don't know how long the show's been going, 30 minutes, an hour, something like that. These are people who hate President Trump, and the best way they could spend their time is in chat. Get a job, man. Please. Okay, very good. Enough insulting today. Lord willing, we will be back very soon with another episode. But in the meantime, you guys stay strong, stay safe, and God bless.